Every day we lit. Yeah. Every day we lit. Yeah. Every day we lit. Yeah. Every day we lit.
Welcome, Rochester, to episode 9 of Let's Get Lit. Today's topic is Let's Get Lit. Literacy is everywhere, so why aren't we lit? We have a very special guest in the studio today, and I'm so excited because I have my very own son, my youngest son, Malachi Florence Moten, and he is a seventh grader. Well, he'll be in the seventh grade at Nativity Preparatory, and we are going to have a dialogue about literacy is everywhere. So before we get started, we're going to do some hip hop, share some things that happened in hip hop. So in 1987, MC Shawn's debut album, Down by Law, features some classic diss tracks aimed at Boogie Down production. In 1962, Kumo D is born in New York. His group, The Treacherous Three, releases their first single in 1980. And in 2006, Rick Ross releases his album, Port of Miami. So, Malachi, we're going to begin our interview like we do every time we come together. Could you tell the listening audience, when did you fall in love with literacy?
When I first fell in love with literacy, it was when I was in the first grade when I really started to, like, first pick up a book and start to read, like, real books about, like, economic situations for, like, my level reading.
Okay, so you first began to love literacy when you were able to become excited about topics?
Yes.
Oh, that's dope. So I first fell in love with reading when I was able to go to meetings with Papa, and going to marches with Big Papa. And reading is not just in a book. It's also when you listen to words, when you listen to people's conversations, when you see things on, in my situation, when they had different signs and they had words on signs and they had call and responses at rallies. That's when I fell in love with literacy. So we're going to have just a candid conversation with my seventh grade son, and we're going to just talk about freely. Why do you think a lot of young people are not reading, Malachi?
I think a lot of people, like, at my age or younger, aren't reading like that because a lot of them don't have, like, the money or, like, yeah, they don't have the money to, like, have somewhere to go to, like, read a book, and yeah.
So when you say somewhere to go, do you mean like somewhere that's fun where you could go read?
Yes, like a library.
Okay, so
some people like don't have like a library memberships.
So the library cards, which I think is very interesting, Malachi, that you said that, because when we think about literacy is everywhere, so many young people think, like what you just said, Malachi, that you have to buy a card. Because when I was growing up, libraries was a part of our field trip in kindergarten and first grade, and the library card is free. But because that is not introduced in a lot of especially urban environments, so urban is what, Malachi, where's urban? Is that city?
Right. Yes.
So a lot of kids in the city are not introduced to libraries, so they think that it's something they have to pay for. And as you stated, it's not seen as a place that they can freely go. So you brought up a good point. If that is not seen or introduced as a space of love, because bell hooks wrote this book about all about love, and that's very interesting that we really have to start creating spaces where young people love to read. So why do you think, if you just think about things for a second, why do you think young people don't like to read?
I think a lot of young people don't like to read because, like, they like to move around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some people just can't, like, sit in one place and read for, like, a good amount of time.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say then is what can be a deterrent for a lot of young people is not having the freedom to read the way they want to and not be so stuck in a traditional mindset. And you brought up something that's very poignant when it comes to literacy is everywhere, so why aren't we lit? Oftentimes, people have a traditional mindset. Well, what works for me may not work for you. So I think you brought up a good point. How are classrooms structured to where there are various spots to read? So if you had, for an example, do you think reading corners or changing how literacy is felt or experienced in classrooms, do you think that would change how young people interface with literacy?
Yes.
Okay, in what way?
In like a good way, because I feel like if they have like a good amount of space, they could like move around while reading, so like they can't be cramped up in one spot.
Okay, that's a good thing to think about, spatial awareness. What about topics or books where young people can see themselves or based on interest? Do you think that plays a role in how young people learn to love literacy?
I say yes, because when I have like a topic that I'm not really strong about on the book that I'm reading, I tend to like not like it like that.
Okay, and what can we do when we are learning something that's maybe not as interesting? What do you think needs to be done for your experience to be elevated and to be engaging, even though the topic may not be the most interesting? What do you think?
I say engage a friend with it, because mm-hmm. when I don't like a book like that, and I engage my friend to make me feel like it's fun.
Okay, so like having a reading buddy.
Yes.
And I think that's very important, and I hope some teachers that are listening and administrators and even people who are not in the school setting to understand, when I was just taking a class at U of R, I just finished up my first doctoral class, and my professor, Dr. Miller, he had thinking partners, and I thought it was so profound that, you know, grown people having thinking partners. And when people think like, oh, you're grown, you don't need that, and it is, it was something so profound, because we were able to bounce ideas off of each other, we were able to help each other, we were able to give each other feedback. So having a reading partner can do the same thing, because you brought up a good point. Sometimes you may not always be as exciting, because everything in literacy is not always as exciting. And I think of it as food, because we both like watch Top Chef, right?
Yes.
And so in Top Chef, there are some foods that they have to eat that some of them are like, oh my gosh, I don't want to try that, right? And it may be like bitter or sour, or just looks like really crazy, right? Or yes. Disgusting. But you also get those things that look like really good, like when they're making it, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to try it, right?
Yes.
So we understand that literacy, like food, you have to have a variety. And if we're not offered our palate to be stretched with the proper variety, with the proper tools, then like you said, a lot of young people shut their minds off from an opportunity of learning because the table's not set right.
Yes.
So I think you brought up a great point. So if you could set a table for ELA or for social studies, how would you think teachers should engage young people?
I feel like they should try to make some parts of the topics, try to make it like fun, but also try to make it more like what word am I thinking of? More descriptive.
Okay, so give you all more understanding.
Yes.
Or would a better term be more engaging?
Yes.
So activity driven, maybe.
Yes.
So it's not like people are just talking at you.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things about literacy is everywhere, but we're not lit because oftentimes people just talk to you, but they don't give you the space to struggle or the space to have excitement and engagement and even projects. Do you think if you had more projects or if kids had more project-based learning, do you think that would change their love for literacy?
I say yes, because when I was reading The Giver, I had like a project where we had to, I think it was, yeah, we made like this slideshow. Yeah, we made a slideshow and we picked our own characters who would fit for like the character in the book. So yeah.
And that's good. And there was another book that you read in your in the extended day club, right? Your reading club?
Yes.
And that one was what? Was it Watson's?
Yes, The Watsons Go to Birmingham.
And what was like, how did you like that book? I want to say it. What did you like most about that book?
I liked how, like, Kenny, he was more, like, chill. He wasn't, like, outgoing, but, like, outgoing. And, like, Byron, he was funny because he always used to punk on his little brother. And my little brother, my big brother sometimes does that to me, too. So I thought I had a connection with him.
Wow. So what was, you know, why is it important to make connections with books, do you think?
I feel like it's good to make connections with books because it makes you more engaged with learning about the book topic.
Okay, and what were some of the things that you did with the book that kept you engaged, and what were some of the outcomes that you created to show your learning?
We got a packet for like every week, and we had to write a paragraph. A paragraph about the chapters that we read, and choose some words that we don't know like that, and make some definitions, and then like after towards the end, we had like these jobs for the book, and the word wizard one was take some words from the words that you didn't know like that and make it into a quiz.
Oh, wow. Now, did you do like a culminating project for the book to showcase your learning?
Yes. Me and my friend DJ Hammer, me and him made a gaming board to describe how the book was.
So you really enjoyed the book because you were able to do what?
Engage with a partner and like have connections and do a project.
So it made learning what for you?
Fun.
So we understand that literacy is everywhere, but many of our young people are not lit because they don't see the fun, connection, engagement, the learning that goes on. And I think you brought up some great topics, Malachi, and Bell Hooks. I got to go back to her again. She talks about love, and if everything we do is not grounded in love, then why are we doing what we do? And that is one of the things that I've learned with a book that I really hold dear to my heart, and it's Every Child a Super Reader. And one of the things they talk about is joy and love and hope. We have to restore those things back to literacy and learning, restore the joy. So I am just so elated because Malachi is 12, Malachi, aren't you?
Yes.
And he came on and he shared his story. And for him to be able to come in front of the mic and talk about why literacy is important and what we can do. So I hope that we have tapped in and we tuned in to the importance of hearing from our young people and understanding how can we elevate their experiences through their voice and through their experiences, and then taking their foundation of literacy and elevating it to the next level. So is there anything you want to say, Malachi, before we close about literacy? Or why it's important for young people to be lit?
Don't always second guess about the book and always try to like make connections with the book or ask a teacher if you could get like a reading buddy to make it more entertaining.
Okay. And then what advice would you give another young person that maybe struggles where literacy is not like, I've had bad experiences, a lot of the books I really don't enjoy. What would you say to a young person that's become disconnected from literacy? How could you help them become reconnected to it? What advice would you give them?
I would say kind of the same thing, but like if you're not in class, always try to like get a library card, since like in the beginning we said it's free and you could pick out books that you like to read and it's a topic that you like.
So you would push them to go back to topics that they like. And I really appreciate that, Malachi, because LIT stands for Liberating Individuals Through Literary Text. And if we want true freedom, we have to learn how to read. If we want true freedom, we have to learn how to write. And if we want true freedom, we have to learn how to speak, because I just took my oldest son, who is on his way to college in a couple weeks, to open up his bank account. And what was very alarming is that the representative told me that 50% of students that come to her that are on their way to college have to be turned away because they don't have a signature and all they do is print. And I asked myself as I sat there, what are we doing in education? What are we doing around literacy that our children are not able to sign? So again, we are excited about understanding that literacy is more than the book, the pages, and the bind. Literacy is everywhere. It is in our writing. It's in our clothes. It's in our speaking. It's just who we are. So we're going to close with a poem from one of my favorite poets and rappers, Tupac Shakur. The power of a gun can kill. The power of fire can burn. The power of wind can chill. The power of the mind can learn. The power of anger can rage inside until it tears up and tears us apart. But the power of a smile, especially yours, can heal a frozen heart. Let's get lit.